I've had discussions with Doug before, and I think he's quite a reasonable person, but I don't think those are reasonable examples. I mean, we take the example when we talk about the Geneva Convention of Marine A, who took a person, a prisoner in Afghanistan, shot that person dead, murdered that person, and was captured on camera, and then said to his comrades in the Royal Marines, I've just broken the Geneva Convention, but keep this among ourselves. We're talking about very serious issues here of murder and torture.
And what was that? That was the body camera was on at that point.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And then look at the sentence that was given to that prisoner. That's an absolute disgrace. The point is, Michael Fallon has said that this has cost the taxpayers millions. Was the payment to the Mau Mau veterans who were murdered, those who were tortured, those who were held illegally in camps, and some years ago, $20 million was paid to them, to those veterans. That cost the taxpayers millions, but not because it was a vexatious claim, but because of the actions of the British Army in Kenya at that time.
Those were human rights abuses, which they acknowledged.
They were human rights abuses, and they were acknowledged as torture.
And William, sorry, and if I can jump in with Paul here, and in many ways, Paul, we found common ground here. And what
you're
you
not supporting
said.
Torture by any
no,
means.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Because Marine A, Sergeant Blackman, got life imprisonment for what was a breach of the law of armed conflict. It wasn't the European Convention of Human Rights that brought him up to get him life imprisonment. It was the breach of the law of armed conflict. And if a soldier has breached that law of armed conflict in dealing with the Mau Maus in Kenya, then it's absolutely right that they get compensation. And if there's evidence proven against those individuals, that they should be up in front of the courts for their actions. Nobody is saying the military is above the law. And that's why I say, and I will say this again, the law of armed conflict governs my action on the battlefield. And I know that I have to stick within that law of armed conflict. And I do stick within that law of armed conflict.